This evening I'd like to talk about laying treasures up in heaven and how that's good and righteous and is the will of our Heavenly Father to do while we live our lives here on earth. I wanted to talk about how we as Christians can do that. I'd like to read a few passages from Matthew 6 and Matthew 19. If you would read with me with Matthew 6, the beginning verse. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them, otherwise you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Reading that reminds me of something that my father would say to me growing up. He instructed me and taught me about morality and ethics and the importance of them. He would say to me, he explained them in a way that I understood and spoke to me. He would say it in this way, like when a righteous person, the mentality of a righteous person, when they do something good, when a righteous person doesn't commit a crime like murder or steal or rape or anything like that, he doesn't do so out of fear of the consequences of going to jail, you know, for breaking the law. He doesn't do those things because he fears the repercussions. He does so, or he doesn't do those things because he knows in his heart those things are not right. And this passage from Matthew 6, I'm able to understand a little bit more of that now as the opposite side of that. You don't do a good deed because you're seeking praise from other people. You do it because it's the right thing to do. Now, if you look a little bit further down in Matthew 6, starting verse 19, Matthew 19 reads, "Do not lay up yourselves treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This is a good example of what we should aspire to do with our time here on earth and how to be pleasing to our Father. It's saying here to leave or lay up treasures in heaven, and it's not talking about material things or physical things like money, wealth, riches, things of that sort, where those things, material things, they won't last, and we can't take them with us after we die. The things explained in this passage, I believe, are the things we're trying to do while here on earth as Christians to spread good news of salvation to every soul. For souls are the things that are everlasting. Those are the things that are important. Because they're everlasting, it's important what happens to them. And come the time of judgment, it'll be too late to do any works. Our influence on them, it will have no effect because it'll be too late. That's why it's important that we spread the good news of salvation and God's words among people, everyone, especially for those that need to hear it. Now, if you would look a little bit further down at verse 24. "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So material things should not be our priority in our life. The priority in our life should be how to live a Christ-like life and follow an example of serving God and loving our neighbors in any way, shape, or form. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot be loyal to one and also loyal to the other. You have to choose. We have to make a conscious choice of who we're going to serve. Are we going to serve God, or are we going to serve Satan via serving ourselves? For that is his way. And we can't do both at the same time. We have to make a choice. If you would go ahead and with me now turn to Matthew 19, starting at verse 16. This is when Jesus was teaching, and a young ruler came up to him, wanting to know how to attain eternal life. And Jesus instructed him in this way. Matthew 16 reads, "Now behold, one came and said to him, 'Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?' So Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter life, keep the commandments.' The young ruler said to him, 'Which ones?' And Jesus replied, 'You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your mother and father, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.' The young man said to him, 'All these things I have kept from my youth. What do I still lack?' Jesus said to him, 'If you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.' But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'Assuredly, I say to you, that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.'" Now there, when Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, that's something that we should all aspire to be, spiritually perfect, how to be the most useful and the most pleasing to our Father. And we can do that by not prioritizing material things, things of this life, riches, wealth. Like I said before, those things, they will pass away. And they're not of importance. Those things mean little to God. Those things mean nothing. What matters to God and is pleasing to him is faith and obedience, and above all, love, which we should have for him by serving him, remaining faithful and obedient, and also loving our neighbors as ourselves. And when we do kind things for them, we should do it not expecting anything in return, but doing it out of the pure kindness and generosity in our hearts. For that is the nature of God. Unselfish, totally loving. So if our priority in this life is set on living a life like that of Jesus, serving God faithfully and loving each other as ourselves, we will be able to store up treasures for ourselves in heaven.